Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, False Diagnosis. What really triggered autoimmune disease? What if I told you that the practice of conventional dentistry can trigger autoimmune disease? Would you believe me? In reality, that's exactly what happened to one woman diagnosed with lupus and MS, all caused by a very common dental procedure. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, you'll hear about how mercury-based silver fillings cause some of the most serious health problems you can imagine. I can promise you this. After listening to this program, you will never look at your dentist the same again. By the way, if you're planning on getting dental work done or feel a past visit to the dentist has caused you pain, be sure to register for the Holistic Oral Health Summit, which features 34 of the world's top experts talking about how to improve oral health, prevent and reverse disease symptoms. Plus, this event will save you thousands of dollars in unwanted medical expenses. Before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming our special guest, Freya Koss. Freya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted.
Freya, I think the first thing we should cover is asking you way back at the beginning, when did you first notice there was a problem with your health? Talk to us about it, please.
In March of 1998, I was suddenly struck with dizziness and extreme double vision while I went to a performance at a ballet. I didn't know what happened to me. I had near perfect vision, and I knew that something was very, very wrong, but I had no idea what it was.
So, I mean, this is obviously alarming to anyone, right? Like you said, your vision was fine, everything's okay, and all of a sudden, wham, something happens to you out of nowhere. I mean, most conventionally trained doctors would probably say, you know, this is a complete mystery, we've got to run some tests, all of this. I'm just curious, Freya, talk to us way back then when this happened to you. How did you feel, and what did you do next?
I was really scared because I just didn't know what had happened to me. This was actually the beginning of a very traumatic journey, which changed my life. What I thought were symptoms that would dissipate within days only worsened. And 9 days later, my optometrist insisted that I immediately be examined by a neuro-ophthalmologist who is a specialist in eye conditions. I still had no idea what happened to me. I thought this would just go away. The diagnosis of lupus and multiple sclerosis were devastating. I had lost friends who had these two diseases, and I actually thought this could be the end of my life. The initial double vision was followed by a rash of disabling autoimmune and muscle weakening symptoms, including loss of my equilibrium and tension pain in my head. I can recall thinking, I've got to find out what did this to me, because you don't just get an MS in a day. I went to the drugstore and I bought an eye patch, and I went on the internet looking for answers. On the fifth day, after researching 20 hours a day at 3:20 in the morning, I was flabbergasted to find a posting by a British woman who had two mercury fillings drilled out. She had that done because she heard about the link between mercury and silver amalgam dental fillings and multiple sclerosis. Well, I had no idea that my silver fillings were half mercury. My dentist never told me that. There was never that kind of informed consent where a dentist would say, your fillings are mercury. We all know mercury is a neurotoxin, but I had no idea. So the woman wrote a week later, she developed double vision and her MS symptoms exacerbated. That was my first clue that the onset of the acute double vision had most probably been caused by dangerous exposure to mercury in the dental chair 7 days before I developed double vision. I had an old filling, a large amalgam filling, drilled out and replaced with a new one. I decided that I must have been mercury poisoned in the dental chair, just like she was. So I continued my research on the internet. I found groups of injured patients, mercury-free dentists, and scientists campaigning to end the use of mercury in dentistry. I mean, I was in shock, but I knew that I had found probably the answer to what had happened to me. The more I learned, the more convinced I became. One morning, several weeks later, I awakened and I could barely open my eyelids. Another neurologist, who I sought for a second opinion, he diagnosed me with another autoimmune disease, ocular myasthenia gravis. It's a rare autoimmune disease that can weaken the muscles in a person's eyes and throat. And I wondered how many people with MS, lupus, and myasthenia gravis are sick and don't know why. And I never would have found out, never, if I hadn't rejected those diagnoses and gone online and gotten my own answers. And that is really what I encourage consumers to do, patients. If you're sick and you don't know why, and you're diagnosed with any of these autoimmune diseases or lung problems or a thyroid conditions or migraine headaches, do your own homework. Don't just accept taking medication to suppress symptoms. In any event, considering the clinical exams and the resulting blood work, which was very supportive of autoimmune disease, I had a very high ANA titer, which is an autoimmune titer seen in lupus and myasthenia gravis and MS, together with my symptoms, three eminent Philadelphia neurologists alarmingly assured me that there was no known cure and there was no known cause for any of these diseases. And I was told that I would be sick for the rest of my life. They only offered me steroids for the MS. He said they would correct my eye condition, the double vision. And I was offered a drug to suppress the symptoms of myasthenia gravis. That's all I was offered. Well, I guess I'm pretty much known to be a warrior and not accept those kinds of, that kind of bad news. I mean, that was the end of my life as far as I could see.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Freya, this is really incredible information. I hope people are listening very carefully. You had mentioned that just days before this happened to you, you had one of these mercury fillings worked on. Did you have any others? How long were they in your mouth? Talk to us about that as well.
Well, yeah. I had a mouthful of fillings. I had 12 teeth filled with fillings. Not one filling in each tooth, but many. And this started at the age of 8 years old. But I never knew that they were mercury fillings, and I never knew that symptoms that I had as a child and an adult may have had something to do with those mercury fillings.
Freya, I mean, a lot of people listening to this story are just going to shake their head. They're not going to believe it. You know, it's got to be something else. How do you know for sure it was the mercury? I mean, in my mind, Freya, listening to this story, I mean, sometimes you really have to just keep an open mind and just see what's right in front of your face. I mean, you had this work done days before this happened to you. And it's important to keep in mind, I want you to make this clear, that the idea that you have mercury in there, yes, it could be affecting you a little bit. It could be affecting you a lot worse, depending on how many toxicity issues you have in your body, how old you are, what kind of condition you're in. But the fact that you had it drilled into and all that mercury starts spraying out into your body even more, I mean, that's what really pushed it over the edge. I'm wondering, at what point were you totally convinced that you were poisoned by mercury?
I continued to do my research. although I felt pretty certain that the exposure to mercury during that dental procedure had caused the neurological symptoms and the autoimmune symptoms. I met scientists and mercury-free dentists and patients who had been doing this research for years. And I also did a lot of scientific reading and realized that the science had already been done, that there was absolute proof that the mercury released from dental amalgam fillings, which are all 50% mercury, had been linked to many diseases, including heart disease, including lung diseases, thyroid conditions, migraine headaches. I mean, things that we'd never question and we just seem to accept as being part of the aging process. Well, I didn't accept that. I don't think it's part of the aging process. And I think that everybody is probably affected differently, and not probably, everybody is affected differently. And there are some people who are genetically unable to excrete mercury. And I happen to be one of them. And how did I find that out? I had a blood test done. It's called an APOE blood test, and it's actually used for people who are showing signs of dementia and may develop full-blown Alzheimer's disease. And incredibly, the result for my blood test came back, and it indicated that I, in fact, would most probably end up with full-blown Alzheimer's disease, which thankfully at that point in time, I understood what that meant. It meant that I was genetically unable to excrete mercury. Now, unfortunately, when dentists place mercury fillings in their patients' teeth, they don't check people to see if they are genetically unable to excrete mercury. They just put the mercury in. There is no reason any longer to place mercury fillings in people's teeth. I knew what had happened to me. There was just no doubt. And I believe that every patient has the right to be told that silver fillings are mercury and they can be harmful to their health, particularly pregnant women. Because the mercury from their teeth goes through the placenta and can harm the developing fetal nervous system. Pregnant women aren't told that either. There is a lot that patients need to know and need to actually do their own research for and to protect themselves and their families.
Freya, I think this is so incredibly important. The points that you're making that are so loud and clear is that you had this attitude right from the beginning that when something was happening to you, you had this knee-jerk, powerful, emotional, charged reaction of what on earth caused this? And I think those points that you made earlier about someone not just figuring with, you know, and I'll be very blunt, with some sort of sense of low self-esteem that you're not smart enough. You're not capable of figuring this out because you don't have a medical degree. You can't go on the internet and research anything because you're not well educated enough to understand anything. I mean, everything I just said is absurd. I mean, for someone to feel like they don't have the capabilities of trying to figure out things in their own health, I think that's probably one of the most dangerous things that someone could feel about themselves. Don't you agree?
Well, I think that consumers falsely, I can say, trust their physicians and their dentists without questioning. And that is uppermost in what I recommend to people. Please question. Question them. You know, there are people walking around with diseases like I was diagnosed with, myasthenia gravis. I mean, I couldn't open my eyelids for 3.5 years. And that just suddenly happened to me after the diagnosis of MS and lupus. How many people are walking around with those diseases and never question that there may be a cause or that they may be able to recover or they may be able to improve their health? I had my fillings removed by a mercury-free dentist, actually in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I traveled. I had to have somebody drive me there because I couldn't even walk on my own at that point. And she safely removed my fillings. Her name is Dr. Blanche Groovy, and her office is completely equipped with all the ventilators and equipment to remove the vapors from the patient's nasal passage and from the room itself. She slowly removed my fillings within a six-month period, and I slowly started to recover. As I said, it took 3.5 years for my eyelids to return to where they needed to be, and my blood work took 8 years before it normalized. But it did normalize, and I was also being treated by an alternative physician at the time who changed my diet. He removed all sugar and wheat, and I was taking 100 supplements a day. And for a short period of time, I had vitamin C IV drips. That's kind of a chelation to help the body remove and release the mercury, which actually takes a very, very long time, particularly in my case and most people my age. I'm 73. They just threw that stuff in our teeth every 6 months. So it's not just in your teeth. It's in your tissues, it's in your brain, it's in your organs, and it could take a lifetime for the mercury to actually be released. But if you do what you need to do initially and have those fillings removed safely by a dentist who's been trained to safely remove them, there are many dentists who are members of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. They are all trained to remove your fillings safely. And that is uppermost in what I recommend to people. Please don't go to just any dentist to have your fillings removed, because you could get sicker. That's what happened to me. I went to a dentist who exposed me to very high levels of mercury in the drilling out of those fillings and the placement of a new one. These dentists do not drill the fillings out. They pick them out, so you're not exposed to those mercury vapors, and you are protected. So there is a website. It's www.iaomt. There's a list, and it's .org, O-R-G. There's a list of mercury-free dentists throughout the United States and in Europe. And I highly recommend that if you're considering having your fillings removed, please use one of those dentists.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Freya, some of the things that you talked about at the beginning here are so important for people to understand. Not everybody is the same. This is not a cookie cutter approach. You know, a lot of people just want to know, okay, fine, I'll get these out. And like you said, be careful. Make sure you choose the right dentist. Make sure you protect yourself. But not everybody is going to feel better right away. This is really important. Maybe you want to talk for a couple minutes about some of the things that you noticed along your journey as you were taking these silver fillings out of your mouth. You said it took several months for that to happen, but sort of take us through all these years since then. I mean, give us an idea when it first started for you, and what were some of the improvements that you noticed along the way?
I would say within a few weeks of having my fillings removed, the process started of removing them, my cognitive abilities returned. Within 6 months, the depression that I had experienced, believe it or not, for 10 years before I knew why I was depressed, disappeared. Any anxiety that I had, I actually was on medication for 4 years before this happened. And as soon as those fillings came out, within 6 months, I was off of medication. And that depression did never return. And in my research, I did find the scientific studies that link mental illness to mercury exposure from dental fillings. In fact, the dental profession is extremely exposed to mercury on a daily basis, and dentists have the highest rate of suicide in this country due to mercury exposure from their occupational work. Unfortunately, the American Dental Association will not admit that these fillings are dangerous The Dental Association was established in 1859 on the use of mercury in dental fillings and or amalgam fillings. And I think that they're just, you know, extremely fearful of potential lawsuits. So it's unfortunate that the American public and the world has been exposed to this poison since 1859. And the first case of multiple sclerosis was diagnosed 2 years after the use of mercury fillings. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. They need to stop using them.
Freya, since all of this has happened to you, and thank God you're feeling so much better now, you've really become an activist. I mean, for those people who don't know anything about you, certainly on naturalhealth365.com, if you click on the podcast link and then you go to the podcast page where this show is being broadcast, you'll see it where Freya's story is there for people to read so you can really understand her background. But why is this so important to you? As we finish out the program, talk to us about it, please.
I recovered after having my fillings removed and a detox program and changing my diet. And I realized that I could help other people recover from their illnesses, or at the very least understand that there was possibly a cause of whatever illness they have. I decided that I would dedicate my life to bringing that public awareness. And I also realized the importance of legislative change, because there was no legislation for informed consent. And in Philadelphia, where I live, I proposed and lobbied for a bill through city council. It took 5 years, and eventually in 2009, the informed consent ruling, which requires all dentists to give their patients a brochure informing them that their silver-colored fillings are actually 50% mercury and may be harmful to themselves, that law became a reality. And Philadelphia is the first city in the nation to actually pass such a law. I have spoken at FDA hearings and State Department hearings, and also created several demonstrations, one of which took place in 2005 when the American Dental Association brought 30,000 people into Philadelphia. And the dentists who we spoke to themselves were shocked at what we had to say. So I am a warrior. I'm not afraid to say so. And I will continue to work on this issue until the use of mercury in dentistry is banned. Food and Drug Administration and Health and Human Services has not yet admitted that mercury fillings are a problem for the public, yet they have received scientific evidence from the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology on many occasions through petitions, and they actually have been sued recently by this organization. I encourage everybody to consider this as a possibility of their symptoms, illnesses. Don't accept. Please just do your own homework, because you may be able to recover as I did.
Remember, if you're planning on getting any dental work done, or if you feel like a past visit to the dentist has caused you any pain at all, be sure to register for the Holistic Oral Health Summit, which features 34 of the world's top experts talking about how to improve oral health, prevent and reverse disease symptoms. Plus, this event will save you thousands of dollars in unwanted medical expenses. Freya, I can't thank you enough for the time that you've spent with us today. I am sure it's going to save a lot of lives. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.